Medical experts have warned against the use of the common tranquilizer midazolam on suspects in custody after the deaths of two Indigenous men in separate incidents. Other deaths in custody have also been associated with a combination of chemical and physical restraint. Miles Herbert and Taylor Fuller have more.
David Dungay died in Long Bay Jail in New South Wales, November 2015. And Sean Coolwell died in Logan Hospital after being arrested near Brisbane in October 2015. Both were administered midazolam. An inquest into Coolwell's death is due to be held in March, and an inquest into Dungay's death is expected in July. Guardian Australia and The Wire spoke to a dozen medical or legal experts and practitioners who said the use of the sedative is safe in controlled circumstances, but many warned its use during the physical restraint of a prisoner was dangerous and could be fatal. Police said Dungay's death was not suspicious, which his family and mother, Latona Dungay, do not accept.
The dosage shouldn't even have been injected to my son because at the time he wasn't even monitored or anything.
Moments after Dungay was administered midazolam, he stopped breathing. The autopsy report did not find a cause of death, but did establish a time-based relationship between the administration and his respiratory arrest. According to Dr. Peg Levine, associate professor at Monash University School of Medicine, the practices used on Dungay are protocol in certain institutions and explained that Indigenous Australians are more likely to be physically and chemically restrained.
What you're describing to me happens in Guantanamo Bay, not Long Bay.
Midazolam is a short-acting drug also used to combat seizures that has well-known side effects including the slowing or even stopping of breathing. This is Dr. David Taylor, who has studied the drug in Victorian emergency departments.
Quite commonly, you have what we call oxygen desaturation, which means that the patient's breathing is slowed right down because of the effects of the drug, because it's a sedative drug clearly, and they don't breathe enough to keep up the oxygenation inside their bloodstream.
Taylor says that managing the risks of midazolam outside the controlled environment of the emergency room may be difficult.
In any other situation, if the people aren't adequately trained in both picking up the side effects and managing the side effects and having the right equipment to deal with that and the backup and support and the opportunities for adequate monitoring, if those things are not there, then that could be potentially difficult and dangerous.
And according to the Justice Health report on Dungay's death, in keeping with what they believed was department policy, the nurses moved away to the door for their own safety after injecting Dungay. The report also said Justice Health nurses had minimal experience with primary health emergencies at the time, and current policy, updated in June 2016, simultaneously dictates medical staff must remove themselves from the vicinity of the restraint while also ensuring continued monitoring of the patient's health. Midazolam is also used in tandem with physical restraint around Australia, but guidelines and even definitions vary state to state. Professor of Law Bernadette McSherry at the University of Melbourne said there is inconsistencies between state laws and guidelines.
Different areas regulated in different ways. So it's very piecemeal, and chemical restraint is particularly concerning in that it's not really regulated as much as physical and mechanical restraint. So there's obviously a gap there.
McSherry believes this is an often overlooked area because of the nature of corrections.
Part of the problem or the challenge with corrective services and prisons is that traditionally we don't have any mechanism for independent oversight of what actually happens.
And McSherry thinks it's only when there's a death that issues such as these get highlighted.
Again, that's partly because this occurs in what are sometimes called closed environments. People don't know that it occurs, and I think it's only when you have a death, unfortunately, that this gets highlighted, as occurred recently in New South Wales.
Professor Bernadette McSherry from the University of Melbourne Law School, ending that report by Miles Herbert and Taylor Fuller.